Welcome to our weekly science podcast, Aspects of the Sea. I'm Professor Rebecca Matthews, and today we're talking about ocean pollution. Have you ever walked along a beach and been shocked to find plastic water bottles and other debris washed up on the sand? Do you wonder what humans are doing to our oceans and marine life? Certainly, as a professor of marine biology, I'm constantly concerned about these issues. Plastic might not seem that scary. After all, it's something that most of us use every day. But scientific experts say that plastic has become a huge problem for the environment. A recent analysis by environmental campaign group Greenpeace found that Australians use more than 9 billion plastic bags each year. Each year, an estimated 8 million tonnes of plastic waste enters the ocean, threatening marine life and coastal ecosystems. Unfortunately, rubbish in the water and on the shore can be mistaken for food by wildlife. Scientists are studying the impacts of that contamination on marine life. One study found plastic in approximately 60% of all seabird species, such as pelicans. Another did a sample of 102 sea turtles and found plastic in the gut of every turtle. However, plastic pollution not only hurts animals, but can also have more far-reaching consequences, including possible negative impacts on human health. In another study, fish markets in California and Indonesia were sampled, and around 25% of the fish contained plastic or man-made material. These are damning statistics. Plastic in the ocean may become many little pieces which don't break down for hundreds of years. Therefore, tackling the problem of plastic in the ocean begins on land. The most helpful thing that people can do is to reduce their use of plastics, especially single-use disposable products. In addition, the recycling of plastics can help to reduce the amount of plastic waste that enters the ocean. The most helpful thing that people can do is to reduce their use of plastics, especially single-use disposable products. In addition, the recycling of plastics can help to reduce the amount of plastic waste that enters the ocean. Marine waste isn't an ocean problem, it's a people problem. The good news is that people can be the solution. Every day, all over the world, concerned individuals take the problem into their own hands by cleaning up their local waterways. Just putting rubbish into bins and helping to clean up beaches could save the lives of who knows how many marine animals. But we need to be vigilant. So many more people need to tackle this problem and take responsibility if we are to save the world from plastic pollution.